As we are entering a new year, many business owners put plans for their business's future and goals to achieve in the new year. One of the common goals business owners aspire to achieve is to be a smart risk taker. A business can't succeed without risks, as they are the reasons it grows and expands. Contents test the waters. Think beyond failure. The pros and cons of this risk. What's your backup plan? Don't be on your own. Could there be a bright side? Taking risks is not a step you can take blindly. You have to study it and calculate everything accurately. So, here's how to smartly take risks in 2024. Advertisement test the waters. Is your business in a condition that allows you to take risks? As a business owner, it is inevitable to take risks. In fact, your business wouldn't succeed without taking any risks. The only thing that can stop you from taking any is your business's condition. Before taking any steps towards risks, your business has to be stable. You have to have a strong team, your business has to be financially stable, and the market is stable. If your business is struggling, then it might not be the best idea to risk anything, as it might cost you a lot. Think beyond failure. When thinking about taking risks, don't think about failing or what might happen if you fail. As a business owner, the first thing that might come to your mind when it comes to taking risks is what happens in case of failure. If you always keep assuming the worst, then you'll never be able to take a step forward in your business, and you'll always play it safe. You have to let go of your anxiety and focus on the potential positive outcomes of risk. The pros and cons of this risk. Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen? Would you take the consequences if there's a good result? There will always be pros and cons for every risk. The secret here is, can you manage the cons? If you can't decide whether you should or shouldn't take the risk, then you should think of the pros and cons. Will the cons be more than the pros? You have to put in mind that the pros must be more than the cons, and they have to leave a positive impact on the business. If you find out that the cons will be negatively affecting your business, then it might be better to avoid taking the risk. What's your backup plan? In case the result is not what you expected, do you know your next step? The result of any risk, even if it was calculated, is not 100% guaranteed. This is why you need to have a backup plan. If things didn't go the way you planned, then there has to be a plan ready to be executed to save your business from the consequences. For example, if the risk might cost you money, then your backup plan is to have a spare amount to save your business. So, when you decide you will take a risk, be ready with a backup plan just in case things don't go according to your expectations. Don't be on your own. The most essential step to take before taking any risk is consulting your team and experts. Whether you want to take the risk or not, you shouldn't be deciding this on your own. You have to talk to your team about your idea, what type of risk you will take, how it will impact the company, the benefits, and what will happen if it fails. Your employees need to be prepared for what is coming, so you can all work together to either succeed or to fix and get back on track. Also, you can ask experts who have already taken risks. You have to know their motifs, how they calculated the risk, and how they dealt with and adapted to the failure. Could there be a bright side? Never take a risk if you won't be able to work around the consequences or learn from the mistakes. Even if the result is not what you wanted, then at the end of the process you will learn something, like how to properly take a risk, what type of risk you can take, and how you can survive with the bare consequences. This will enhance your skills and add more to your experience, so when there's a next time, you will find yourself making the right decision. Whether you own a business or building a career, risks will always be there. You just have to know when and which one to take. Share with us the last risk you took and how it turned out.